Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. We are re-releasing for the first time onto the free feed this episode of our premium series, Best Friends Friends with Meatball. This was the first time Sashir met Meatball. It's really fun, and Meatball's stories of throwing people out of clubs never grows old. Okay, bye-bye.
Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Happy New Year!
Okay, wow. Hello, Sashir.
Hi, Nicole.
It's another episode.
What happened?
It's another episode of our best. No. I started talking, and then you started talking, so I was going to let you talk, but I was just going to introduce our podcast.
Yeah, I think you should.
This is an episode of Best Friends Friends!
It's like a bonus episode with one of our friends!
Yes, let's introduce our guest today, our friend, co-host of a podcast with Big Dipper called Sloppy Seconds, also very funny drag queen who performs all around Los Angeles, my favorite drag queen, Meatball!
Hello!
That's from Wicked.
Oh.
Do you guys know Wicked?
I haven't seen it.
I've seen it.
Okay. Well,
I know some stuff about it. I know there's a green witch and she feels ostracized for being green, right?
Uh-huh.
Not used to being green. And then there's a good witch, but she's like not that good. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you know what? She's... You've seen Wicked, basically.
I know.
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah, that's essentially Wicked.
Yeah. And then someone's defying gravity.
Yes!
Defying gravity. That's the only good part about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yes, Idina Menzel, she gets up in the air and she's screaming, defying gravity!
Exactly.
And that's not how that song goes.
That's almost exactly like it. All I know is that she just screams. She just goes, ah! And then that's all I care about. And I do that just around the house, just walking around. My boyfriend hates it.
I also walk around the house screaming. I scream, living spaces!
But do you do it so much that you don't realize that you're even doing it?
Yes. My roommate, John Milheiser, his boyfriend was like, did you hear me come up the stairs? Because I came upstairs and all I heard was, living spaces! I was just like alone in my room singing, living spaces! I love it. It's the best jingle ever to have appeared on television.
That's great. My man's also been losing it during this quarantine and just fully screaming nonsense. Not even like songs. Just like, bah! Like it's just coming out in spurts. And I'm like, are you okay? I don't think he is though.
I was supposed to go visit Meatball yesterday, but I started cleaning and then I got like too into cleaning and then I had like a little bit of a headache. This whole quarantine is bad.
Oh, it's no good. I got into like a cleaning thing where I like even told my boyfriend to not come into a room while I'm cleaning because I was just like, I don't need a distraction. I am doing this. And the whole house is spotless now.
Oh, nice.
My house is
but I still
pretty
don't feel
fucking
better about
clean.
Myself.
I don't feel better either. care? What? I ordered a new comforter, new pillows, new shams for the pillows. Did you know that a pillowcase is called a sham when it's decorative? It's a sham.
Wow. I got some shams.
Yeah. Wait, isn't a sham like a bad thing? Like that whole thing was a sham.
Oh, like it's fake. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Sham has two meanings. Oh, it's a fake pillow. You're not supposed to sleep on it.
Oh.
Yes.
We got to the bottom of that one, Divas.
Can't get nothing.
We really did. And we all got so excited about it.
That's how bad this quarantine is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, someone, I think I said this last week, or on another episode, someone stole my recycling bin and I was so excited for a thing to do. I was like, now I get to contact someone, talk to someone new. So I talked to Jonathan down at LA Sanitation and he hooked me right up.
Wow.
I said, thank you, Jonathan. He was like, no problem. And I was like, okay, thank you again. And then he didn't respond.
Yeah, he's like, we're done.
Well, I was hoping maybe it'd be like a meet cute. Girl loses recycling bin and then finds a man.
Jonathan's not going to look for your trash can.
No.
Jonathan's at home. Jonathan's at home, phoning, just taking calls and trying to go to sleep.
But like, what if maybe we start looking for my trash can together?
At 6 feet apart.
Yeah, it's got to be 6 feet apart.
I think I've said this, but I dread the day that there's a movie called 6 Feet Apart. And it's about people falling in love via social distancing. And they're like, I want to kiss you, but we can't, the virus.
I actually think there is a movie called 5 Feet Apart.
Yeah, that's about cancer kids.
Okay.
Oh.
And they're like star-crossed lovers, but they can't touch because they have cancer.
Damn. Mm. But yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of romantic comedies.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of screenwriters just bored in their house right now.
Yes.
Very inspired.
There's going to be a whole movie made on Zoom.
Oh, no.
Have you heard about the Zoom sex parties?
Wait, what?
There are Zoom. Oh, welcome to the gay world, baby. They said we can't go out. We're taking it to the internet. These homos will all sit in a Zoom and just like they'll post one person up and there's like one DJ in the corner. Spinning music. So it's supposed to feel like a bathhouse. There's just like gays in beds in other like places just jerking off together. They're resourceful,
honestly,
those homos.
Truly.
Incredible.
Very innovative.
Truly. I love the DJ set up in his house.
Oh, and the thing was like you had to, I forgot. I didn't do it. My friend was telling me about it because I got a man. But he, you had to like download a playlist and all start it at the same time. And then the DJ was just like.
That's so funny. Wow.
Listen, after this, I may never leave the house again.
I mean, yeah, if everything could come to me. That's so funny. Everyone had to download the same playlist and press play at the same time. Someone thought about that.
Oh, someone put in the hours to make that happen.
Yeah.
I love it.
Making the Zoom group, emailing it all out, trying to make it happen. I just tried to do a Zoom drag show the other day, and it was not a success. It was so bad because we were, it was just a bunch of people in a room talking over each other. And then it would be like, okay, do your performance from your bed, please. And like, the art of drag does not transform from like a stage in a club to a bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, same thing with these stand-up shows on Zoom. I haven't done one yet, but it's like you just perform for your computer and then you're like, thank you, that was my time.
Yeah, I haven't done it either. Because it takes away the point of the performance. You want to be able to connect with the audience, and if everyone's on mute and they're just like silently clapping their hands, it's not the same.
No.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. And I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low-sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Wait, Meatball, you're like in half drag right now.
Oh, yes. I have been filming. Okay, so I do like to do the digital drag shows because it's a lot of money for like maybe 2 days of effort. So we, now that drag, you can't be out, we've been like going onto the streaming service called Twitch, which is mostly for video games. But you can like pre-record and like basically now drag queens are just making like shitty music videos and posting them. And then like people are Venmoing us like money.
Oh, nice.
So the other night,
This is great.
Literally spent like maybe 5 hours shooting a video and got like $3,000.
Oh my gosh. That's great.
Because it goes out and it like is played everywhere. So it's like easy. Oh. So I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking do it. I'll go roll around my neighborhood and drag for some money. Listen, I got bills to pay. I don't get to travel every weekend anymore.
Yeah. So is it like people have to pay to even see the video, or they see the video and they just give tips?
It's free. It's like a free stream. And if you want to donate $10 to watching it, you can. But like our Venmo are at the bottom of the screen while our videos are playing.
Oh.
So people just tip us directly. And a lot of people still have jobs and like money. So like a dollar isn't a thing.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I wish I had anything like that. Because comedy truly doesn't work. Mm-mm. Maybe I'll start making... Someone told me I should start an OnlyFans for pole dancing. And I was like, oh... I don't know.
There's like a stigma to OnlyFans. If there was like another service where you could do it and make people pay and it wasn't just for porn, that would be great. Mm.
Oh, maybe I could do a Patreon. But also Patreon has some like rules and I don't know if they'd be like too sexy. But maybe I'll just, like, you know, show a titty here and there and get on OnlyFans.
What have you two been doing for, like, to get your comedy out?
Like, nothing.
Yeah, nothing. I haven't written a joke in a month and a half. No,
no,
that's a lie.
Do you miss it or is it nice?
Yeah, at first, it was nice. And then maybe a weekend, I was like, oh, my God, this is bad. I really hate this. But then I started writing some really offensive jokes with Sashir. And that really got my juices going. So yeah. I can't wait to go out in the world and show people what I've worked on in quarantine.
You come out more offensive.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's a bunch of, like, slave jokes and 9/11 jokes and dash of the Holocaust. So, yep, when I'm touring again,
no,
please come out and see me.
It's all Nicole.
After every joke, I'm going to say, so Shears and May to help me with that slave joke.
Wait, Sashir, do you miss doing stand-up or working in any way, or are you just fine chilling at home?
I do love being at home. I love solitude. I love sitting. I got a lot of chairs to sit in. But I like the break. I like being home as opposed to being on the road. But then I really do miss performing. And I think I'm still resistant to the virtual aspect of performance. And that's why I haven't done it yet. But I think eventually I might have to figure something out because I think I have this pent up energy and I don't know what to do with it. And I'm just like, I guess I'll buy more outdoor furniture to build. Maybe I can paint it new.
Wait, but like maybe we can set up a show. No, because we can't have gatherings of more than like you and the people you live with. Because
yeah.
I was like, what if you like got into a cul-de-sac? Everyone is 6 feet apart.
I mean, everyone's just on their stoop.
Ooh, we should contact a drive-in movie theater and see if we can perform stand-up while people are in their cars.
I love that.
That would actually be good.
Right?
That's great.
Because
that's
a way. Yes.
Is there a drive-in
theater somewhere? I saw someone on Kimmy on the keys. Kimmy?
Hello.
Kimmy on the
Hello.
Keys. Can you look up drive-in movie theaters in LA?
Sure, let me start. One sec.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
This is a good idea, Sashir.
Yeah. I think everyone had to bring their own mic, though.
Oh, yeah. Everyone would have to bring their own
mic. Are you getting out of your car to walk up on stage, and then before you, the next person, you run down?
Mm. Yes. So we would have to set up rules. So, they're temporarily closed.
Of course.
I've heard of this electric dust drive-in, but yeah, maybe it's not open.
That would be really cool.
We could
in downtown.
Maybe we can like contact them and be like, will you open for a show? A social distancing show where like your staff doesn't work, but maybe we like take tips or whatever to like help with your rent or whatever. I don't know. Like split the door 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rules are somebody will be hosting from their car.
Yeah, there's a God mic in someone's car.
Yes. So it's BYOM. Everyone has to bring their own mic. And then the host just does time so people can make it from their cars to the stage.
I mean, yeah.
I think this is a great idea.
I think it's a great idea. I would love to see a drag show like that, too.
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe, yeah, I'm going to contact this fucking theater today or tomorrow. No, I'll do it today.
Do it today, girl.
Yeah,
what
else are you doing? You have other stuff going on?
I have so much to do. I was watching pole dancing videos until 4 a.m., so I have to try this new move that I think I can do.
Which move?
It's called a Juliet spin. And Veronica, like she taught it to us, but it's a backward spin, so it immediately left my brain. But then I was watching this, like, Eastern European lady who was like, you plant your foot like this, you swing your leg like this, and I think I get it.
That's all it takes sometimes.
Just see someone scream at you.
Yeah.
A nice Eastern European lady screaming at me, telling me I'm strong enough.
I've been trying to learn how to roller skate. Well, I have been learning how to roller skate, and I've been watching videos of this lady named Dirty Debbie. And there's nothing I like more than a middle-aged, like, white woman with bleached hair to really teach me how to get around the floor. And she's doing it.
Could you roller skate before you started learning?
Kinda, but not great. But I was a roller blader. And it's a very different feeling. Because there's like.
So I bought roller skates and roller blades. I keep trying to peer pressure Sashir into buying some blades so we can blade together on a nice sunny day.
Yeah, baby.
I just don't realistically think I'll use them.
Yeah, but you'll use them that one time.
Can they take returns?
I guess they can return them.
You can't be renting shit that people's feet. You don't want corona from roller skates.
I really don't want
corona. You can catch it from a sock.
You can get it from a sock. You can get it from a dead body I just saw last night.
What?
You can get it from a fucking dead body.
Have you been watching the apopalyptic movies, though? Have you been seeing
the pop-a-lop movies?
The pop-a-lop movies. Like Outbreak. I just watched that the other day. Uh-uh. It made going to the grocery store hard.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I don't.
Because going to the grocery store is so hard.
Yeah, it's scary. They got bouncers letting you in one at a time.
And then I just saw a picture of people in Ohio, like, banging on the governor's office being like, open up our economy. And they were so close together. I don't know if it's true or if it's like a sensationalized picture, but I was like, people can't be trusted in public.
No, they can't. Because they don't understand. They're just like,
no, can't.
I want money. I want my money back. So please let us out. Let us be free. Let's go to work.
I think it's Candace Owens. She's a Black contributor on Fox News. She was like, I go to Whole Foods every day, and today they said I couldn't come in without a mask. And I was like, you've been going every single day with no mask, just spreading your fucking germs at the hot bar?
Also,
what's wrong with you?
Buy enough for the week. You have to go every day?
Who's going to Whole Foods? Who wants to go to Whole Foods every day?
I mean, have you had their mac and cheese? Have you had it? It's so good.
Is it the baked kind or is it like...
It's baked macaroni and cheese, and it's better than some, dare I say, some Black people's.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's one of her new racist jokes.
It's like, does it really make sense? It's like, who's she offending?
Nobody.
Yep, that's my new racist opener. It's all about mac and cheese.
Are you trying to work out or anything during the quarantine? By skating? Meatball?
No, it's not a workout. I mean, if I'm getting one by accident, that's great. But I have like not looked at a scale. I don't care what I'm eating. I've given up on caring. I, like, don't have to worry about corseting or fitting into costumes right now because, like, you can see is waist up unless I'm, like, making a point. So then I'm like, thank God I have spandex. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Have you been watching what you eat? Do you care?
No, I don't care. I've been doing these stretch classes with Nicole. Mm-hmm. Our pole instructor has been doing Zoom classes. And honestly, that might be the only way I can work out because I have access to, like, online workout videos, but I'm not motivated to do it. But if there's a real person.
You don't know those people.
I don't know those people. Why are you in my living room? Who are you? Mm-hmm. But our instructor is a real person I know. And if she's like, at this time, I'm going online and doing this class, then I could be like, oh, then I will too. It just feels like... Mm-hmm. More real. I don't know. There's a responsibility. There's someone who's like gonna do it for me. So that feels good.
And she cares about us.
She cares. She knows who we are. She knows our bodies.
I do yoga with this woman named Adrian. She's a white lady who like giggles at herself when she makes a mistake. And she's always telling me to like get in the zone with my body and like feel my body. I like Adrian.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been finding some nice white ladies on the internet to help me out.
They're the best.
Yeah.
I've just been watching a bunch of cooking videos. Like, I've been trying to, like, learn to cook. So I just started making my own sourdough starter, which is a very disgusting process.
How? I never tried.
Because it's just like flour and whole wheat, but it like starts bubbling and fermenting on its own.
Oh, and why?
It's just two things and then it starts growing and you're like, why have I been eating that it has this many germs that it can just grow on its own in my kitchen?
That is a good question. Exactly, how long does it right? take?
Just like 4 or 5 days and then you can like bake a loaf.
Huh.
Really?
That's
yeah, well, it's because the stores were out of yeast and I was looking to make some fucking bread.
Everyone's making bread.
Yeah, everyone Listen, is making bread.
It's truly the only thing to be doing. If you're not making bread, are you even quarantined? I mean, what's happening?
I guess I'm not quarantining, right? I got to make some bread. I keep just ordering delivery and risking my life to get some alcohol.
Risking your life? In what way?
They might sneeze on me.
Oh. Wait, but when you order food, here's my question, because I've been afraid to order food. Are you just taking it out of the package and dumping it onto a plate and then throwing the package out and immediately washing your hands?
Yes. Okay.
That just seems like extra stress.
It is extra stress, but like I have been eating crunchy noodles because I can't figure out how to cook pasta. So I was like, I have to eat good. So I've been ordering out.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to cook. I can't do it.
Okay.
It's too hot.
It is too fucking hot.
Oh, yeah. It's really hot today. But it's a nice break from the rain.
Yeah.
It is. I don't like the rain. What is that song? The rain falls down. And in my soul,
oh, wait.
Let the rain fall down and watch my eyes. Hillary Duff.
Yes. The first day of the rain, I was like all about that song. And then I was like, okay, the sun needs to come out. I'm done.
And then you're like, I can't stand the rain.
Yes.
Oh, a little messy.
That's exactly how I was. First, I was Hillary Duff, and then I morphed into Missy Elliott.
Mm-hmm. Yum. Yum. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Are you going to be doing any more drag shows in your living room? That was a hit.
It was a hit. The people liked it. And they did not like that. What is her name? Mistakes one. my roommate John Milheiser, his drag name is Mistakes. But I don't know. Maybe we'll do another. We haven't gotten bored enough. I don't know. Also, it took work. I had to like learn a snippet of a song that I'd never heard before. What do you mean?
I was reading your lips and it didn't look like you knew any of the song at all.
Well, he synced up. I clapped early at that part.
I'm not talking about the clap. I'm talking about the words.
Yeah, he synced it to the clap. So all my audio is slightly off.
Oh, okay. All right.
So whatever. Also, it was hard. And I knew some of the words and I didn't know a lot of the words. Okay.
You know, that song also just came out. And, you know, I'll say I lip synced it once and I didn't know a lot of the words either.
It's hard.
Yeah, because they don't go with the song.
They
just
don't.
Like she's singing
and then when you
with it.
Read the lyrics, you're like, that's not what I heard.
It was Dua Lipa's, which one?
Let's
Physical?
Get Physical. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's a fun song.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a bop.
Maybe I didn't fucking know the words. I think that's what I'm getting at. I didn't fucking know no words.
Listen, I came to the defense. I tried to help. But if you're just going to admit it.
It's okay. All you gotta do is, like, move your
mouth. Thank you.
Yeah. You sold it. Just move your lips up and down.
You can do some of these.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
if it's a long part, take someone else's drink. Well, not anymore.
Oh, yeah. Not anymore.
Oh, yes.
Dang.
What do you guys miss most? I know, like, everyone's tired of hearing about it, but what's, like, the one thing that you wish you could do the most?
I really, besides shows, I really miss restaurants and bars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just want people to see my outfits. I just want people to see me look good.
Have you been trying to turn looks at home just to feel better?
Yeah, I've been buying stuff, and then I'm like, well, this is a nice outfit. And then I don't know. Someone might see it next year. I don't know when people are gonna see it. I guess I could just take a picture of it and put it online. Be like, do you like this dress?
Yeah, you can do that thing that influencers do where they're like, outfit of the day.
Yeah, I could.
And did you know influencers sometimes they abbreviate it to OOT? I never knew what that meant.
Oh,
I forgot the D.
I was like, they didn't do that right.
Oh my God, guys, I'm fully stupid. I just realized Star Wars happens in the past and not the future. Everything is so hard.
What?
That's what I'm trying to say. What?
Is that true?
Oh, you guys didn't know either?
No.
No. I thought it was the future.
No. So the beginning of every movie, someone screenshot it for me and send it to me. The crawl says, fucking in a galaxy far, far away, long ago in a galaxy far away.
Oh.
So but long ago
I've also
past.
Heard that argument, but we don't know when we, the audience, are supposed to be watching this. Like, maybe this was... Maybe it's meant for the audience of the future.
Hmm. Mm-mm.
You know?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
How literal is Star Wars?
Like the Bible.
I guess. I don't know. Now I'm even more confused.
I mean, I guess, I just say.
Long ago or whatever.
Long ago.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I wish I could help. I wish I cared about space movies.
It's okay. You can't help me. Nobody can help me. I'm just a stupid bitch.
Nicole, what's going on? You keep calling yourself stupid.
Yeah. You having a bad day?
I need to leave my house and do more than just a walk. Like, I've been walking and I need to leave. I don't think anything's going. I did wake up on the wrong side of the bed today. John was like, Sashir texted me asking where you were. your friend Nick Facebook messaged me asking me where you were. I think you got a delivery, but the package isn't there. Who was it? And I was like, what? Just let me sleep. It was too much happening today.
I will say a very similar feeling is that now that this is all happening, I'm in like 7 or 8 fucking Facebook group messages. So it's just constantly going off. And so now I just don't check my messages at all. I don't answer texts. I barely read emails. Like, I'm so tired of speaking to the outside world.
Same. And I think I'm tired of speaking to the outside world because I can't be with them. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, don't email me. We're never going to talk again in person. We're going to be stuck in our homes for years to come. Stop texting me.
But then you'll be really alone. You'll have no contact at all.
I know. I think yesterday I just needed it.
Yeah.
Because when I was like, when I'd be on the road, I would have days where like a Saturday, I'd get no texts really, no emails really. And I'd be like, yay, I'm alone. And I don't have that now because everyone's like, we need to keep in contact. Mm-hmm. Do we?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people never have that alone time. They're always either at work or at home where they have like families to take care of or whatever. And so having to be home now, they're like, how do I contact people every day? And I love not contacting people. I love not having to talk to anybody. And so I'm thriving right now. But a lot of people are having issues adjusting to that. So they don't know what to do. And they overcompensate by finding more things to talk about. Or connecting. And they're like, I haven't talked to you in 32 years. Do you want to Skype? Do you want FaceTime tomorrow?
I mean, that recently happened to me. Someone I haven't spoken to in almost a decade was like, do you want to FaceTime? And I was like, what? No.
Weird.
She's like, do you want to talk to my kid? And I was like, no. I had a routine. It was a chaotic routine, but a routine, and it's been disrupted. This is really inconvenient for me, is what I said to my therapist last week.
Well, because I was thinking about it because I know I keep like wanting to order things that are like so non-essential. Like I'm out of like certain makeup, and like to me, it's essential.
Right.
But like to anybody else or like an Amazon worker, they'd be like, who the fuck cares about this tiny pot of eyeliner?
Yeah, but if you order it, you're keeping part of our economy afloat.
But I'm also putting people in danger. Yes. Be working for fucking eyeliner.
Yeah. Yes, you're correct. Maybe look up brands that are giving hazard pay and protecting their workers.
Good idea.
Yeah, I bought some clothes from Aritzia because all their money's going straight to their employees. And I was like,
oh, really?
I already love Aritzia. You'll get my money.
What is Aritzia?
It's a clothing store. I actually sent you a link because they have that like leopard cowl scarf.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, is this the place with the weird font?
Yes, it is. It has really goofy font.
Can I tell you guys something? Last night I got so crazy and a little too stoned, and I bought 2 pairs of Skechers, and I might buy a third.
Girl, you're going insane.
Kind of. Let me show you the Skechers that I
bought.
First
the Crocs, now the Skechers. Are they the shape ups? Are they the round bottom ones?
No, they are. Hold on, I'll show you.
I feel like maybe it wasn't Skechers, but I feel like Skechers also used to have the shoe that had the little dip in the middle where you can skateboard with it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, sorry, those are wheelies.
No, I'm not talking about wheelies. I'm not talking about the wheels. I'm talking about they had a divot in the middle of the shoe, like in the arch, so that if you wanted to pretend to skate, you could grind. You could grind, yeah. Like if there was like a pole. Poles. The pole would go in the middle of the arch.
Oh.
But show us the picture again.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Okay. So you can't see. These ones have a little bit of, there you go. Little kitten heel.
Oh, sneaker kitten heel. Okay.
And those have a little wedge in them.
Those are cool.
Those are cute.
Thank you. And then I'll show you the other ones I really fucking want.
I didn't know Skechers had cute shit.
They do.
I didn't know Crocs had cute shit either.
Crocs is the shit. Fucking love Crocs, baby.
They have they have more. They like sandals and wedges and strappies.
I've been trying to find these ones, but I can't find them. They're sold out in size 11s.
Dang.
What are those? Are those Nikes that are all the different animal prints? Because I want those really bad.
They're like knockoff Nikes with all the animal prints.
Ah.
And I can't find it nowhere, no how.
Dang.
I might buy these.
Those are cute.
Yes, those are cute.
We love Skechers!
We love Skechers!
We are Skechers stans!
They used to be all over the place, and then now I haven't heard of them in years.
Mm-mm. Well, because it was like a real 90s brand, and then everyone was like, chunky sneakers, get out of here! And now chunky sneakers are back.
They're back. And thank God they held on until the trend came back.
They did. They also have LA Gear branded shoes. They're doing a collaboration, Skechers and LA Gear.
Well, well, well.
It is as if Skechers is paying me to talk about their shoes. And they're not.
Well, I've been looking for a filing cabinet.
Ooh.
It's hard because they're all really ugly. No one wants a cute filing cabinet. There's a couple that are cute, but not all functional. Some have like a tiny drawer and then one big drawer, but I want two big drawers. And then some don't have keys. It's a mess.
You didn't like the one I showed you popping?
No. I mean, I thought it was cute. It's like one of the cuter options, but I don't personally want it. It doesn't like match my stuff.
I kind of want to see what it is. I wonder if you can find like a... I don't know if they even make fun-looking filing cabinets.
Not many.
Yeah.
I found like three, but...
I think mine is cute.
I didn't say it wasn't cute. One. Did you hear me say it wasn't cute?
Mine's really cute.
Can we play it back?
I cannot do that.
I'm sure... I know. But yours is cute. It doesn't fit my aesthetic.
Wait, Meatball, did you tell us what you miss from the outside world?
Probably like cheeseburgers. I'm trapped at home with a vegan. We ain't got no meats up in this bitch.
Whoa. Oh no.
I've been eating for a month and a half. I'm ready to die. I'm ready to end it all. Honey, I want a hamburger. And I want one of those fat burger ones where you get your picture on the wall. I want a big one. I want to be wrong.
Where's your favorite hamburger from or cheeseburger from?
I guess probably Fat Burger. I like the way that they like their burgers are, but I don't like their fries.
I don't like their fries either.
Yeah, and everyone's always like In-N-Out's the best, but In-N-Out has gross ass fries too. And an okay
I
burger.
Like In-N-Out's fries. They're weird. It's like eating a potato, just putting a potato in your mouth. I like them.
Yeah, because I think they're just fresh. They just cut them and throw them in.
Yeah, but they don't double fry them. More,
yeah, a double fry. Get it crispy on the inside and outside, baby.
Mm-hmm. I love McDonald's French fries.
Oh! Uh-huh.
I like Shake Shack.
I used to eat so much shitty food. What?
Shake Shack.
Oh, Shake Shack is really good. I forgot that they have them here now.
Yeah.
They do. There's one in Glendale.
Oh, is that the end of the list? I thought you were...
I was like, and downtown.
And downtown. And Hollywood. And Terminal 3 at LAX.
I guess I kind of miss traveling. Although I hate flying because I hate airports, but like I miss going to other cities and like
I miss going to cities and going, why does anyone live here? And then like having a really great show and being like, the people here are so kind, they should get out.
But we need them to stay there so that place can be good, you know?
I also miss, like, fighting with audience members. I know I complain about it a lot, but I was like, this is a part of my life now, and no one has yelled at me in a long time while I'm trying to make a point.
Yeah, I miss throwing, asking people to get kicked out of clubs just for like saying the wrong thing to me. I miss it.
What was the wildest way you've kicked someone out of a club?
I used to work the door at this party called Daddy Issues in downtown, and these like three guys that shouldn't, like, they were straight, and I kept on trying to be like, listen, you're gonna go in there and you're gonna turn around and leave. So, and I'm not gonna give you money back. So I'm just telling you now, you're not gonna like it. You're not getting your money back. It's a bunch of gays and they're doing gay stuff in the back room. And so they like went in anyway and paid me. And then when they were trying to leave, they wanted their money back. And I was like, I told you six times, you dummy. How dare you? And then they wouldn't leave, and they kept like, because they were straight and I'm a drag queen, they were just like yelling horrible things at me and like just the worst. And finally I was like, okay, I'm just going to get security, and just had them leave. But the whole time I was like cackling and screaming like a witch at them as they were getting thrown out, because it felt right.
I mean,
but the craziest reason, I think one time someone said my friend was too hairy to be a drag queen. And I was like, you can see yourself out. And like had the whole audience clap as they like escorted these people out of the thing. And I was like, hairy drag queens have rights.
Hairy queens matter.
That's so funny. Somebody said your friend is too hairy to be a drag queen. Get out!
Leave.
That's very funny.
I just can't imagine trying to argue. That's like going to someone's house and disrespecting them in their house. It's like, you're at the club that they work at. That's their home. That's their home club. You can't do that.
You can't say that. So you can't. And it was the worst part. It was that they were like in the front row. So they were saying it like while the performer was up there.
No.
Like to them. And I was like, we're not doing this today. Let's not play this game. But I love when people get messy in a club. Like, I think it's hilarious. Like, the messier the better, but like, just don't be rude.
Yeah.
My favorite thing at Mickey's, like, it'll be like 7 p.m. and there'll be like a cute little twink passed out in the corner with no friends. Mm-hmm. And then at midnight, you'll see this same twink again, just alive. Like, having the time of their lives.
Where did the second wind come from? And you're like, your body isn't meant to hold this much alcohol.
It's honestly, it's like Jesus has risen in the form of a little twink. It's so funny.
Oh, and the Sundays there are the worst, but also the best for viewing that, because people will do the brunches around and then end up at Mickey's for the in-between time.
At like 3 p.m. Like 3 to 7.
6 o'clock or 7 o'clock is not the time to be out. And these kids are passed out, sleeping in cages, like just trying to figure out what's going on.
They're like, and it's always, they're always
like, I'm looking for blah, blah, blah. And you're like, listen, she's not here. Go home.
One of these days, Sashira, I'll have to take you to a tea dance.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, you should come on out.
Yeah.
I need to see you perform.
We have Mono and Betsy.
And Betsy at
come
what,
out
precinct?
One night. And we took her to Precinct and we got them wasted. And they were like, I think, didn't Mono try to make out with a puppet?
I think so.
Yeah.
Wow.
For whatever reason, it's like rules don't exist in a gay club, and you can drink as much as you want with no consequences. Mm-hmm. But there's like, you know, there are consequences.
There's still laws.
I once left Mickey's. Mickey's is my favorite bar in West Hollywood, just because everyone's so messy.
Yep.
I left, and a shop boy was trying to tell me why I was single. And he was like, you need to go home. He was from like Ecuador or something. He's like, you need to go home. You need to plant your feet in the grass and feel the earth. So me and my friend John went back to my house, took off our shoes. We were in the front of my house, just like fingering the grass with our feet, being like, we need to feel the earth. And then I was like, oh, we should all go to bed. This is bad. No consequences.
No consequences. Go-Go boys always have the weirdest advice. One of them was like, I was telling him how I was afraid that I was like going to go bald in the middle here, but still keep this front tuft and like nothing back here. And he was like, just shave it off, glue on a hairpiece. No one will tell. And I was like, everyone can tell that you're wearing one. What are you talking about?
Oh, no.
just a hard line around the side of his head. Have you seen? They're very, hair systems are very popular now. Have you seen them?
Are they?
No.
Yeah. Well, especially in the UK, like everyone over there has one. You can like see this line all the way around their head.
I have seen.
I love it.
Instagram videos of men getting pieces glued on, and they're mm-hmm. like, and it does look good.
Yeah.
Or
a good one looks good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, believable. And then people in the comments are all like, "Wow, men can do it too. They can also be deceitful."
Deceitful.
They're lying again.
I love it. Men can be deceitful. I mean, if I was like fucking a dude and like ran my fingers through his hair and his like wig came off, I think I'd be like, wow, me too.
Yeah.
And then maybe take mine off and then we can rub our little bald heads together.
Swap wigs.
Yeah. Honestly, what a dream. I would love to slap my wig on a man I was fucking. I would love it so much.
That'd be great.
Wow. This episode has flown by. It's been so much fun.
Yeah, this is so fun.
Meatball, do you want to promote the Zoom or the Twitch?
Just follow my Instagram at Spiciest Meatball or my Twitter at Fat Drag Meatball. And I take money from everybody at my Venmo, which is also Spiciest Meatball.
I like the change. It used to be you only took white money.
Well, you know, in these uncertain times, as people are calling them, I'll take money from every color. But for a while there, it was just white people because I needed to make them feel bad. And I was making money off of white people. White people got jobs.
And guilt.
Uh-huh. All right. Thanks, all right. Meatball.
Nice meeting
Bye.
You. Thank you.
It was nice meeting you. I'll
Wait,
see
you've
later.
Never met?
No.
Oh, this is wild. We all have to hang out in person.
I know. Yes. Adam said, I think you've only seen me in drag in person once. When
me?
I screamed at you. Yeah.
You're correct. I only see you as a boy. As
ever.
Logan.
As Logan.
Ooh.
All right.
All right.
All right. Everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Home isn't just a place, it's a state of mind. Like curling up in a comfy chair as you watch the world go by.
Good afternoon.
Which is why at Delta, our people do our best to make you feel at home long before you get there. Delta, keep climbing.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out.
Yada yada.
And bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.